This is WLRN News. I'm Alicia Zuckerman. A few years ago, the choreographer and dancer Bill T. Jones thought his nephew Lance was about to die. Lance had lived with him for a little while 30 years ago, and as a kid, he had studied with the San Francisco Ballet. Later, he was modeling, did a commercial with James Earl Jones. Then there was drug addiction, sex work, prison, and a diagnosis of AIDS. He eventually became paraplegic. Jones wanted to keep his nephew's story in the world, so he recorded hours of conversation with him, an oral history. The story is shifting now. Lance is sober. The Bill T. Jones Arnie Zane Company was supposed to perform a work rooted in those conversations tomorrow at the Arsht Center, but they couldn't make it down from New York because of the storm. Earlier in the week, Bill T. Jones talked with me from his rehearsal studio in New York. The fact that he became paralyzed, how did that factor in to your thinking in terms of making a dance performance that reflected his life?
It seemed perfect. It seemed like the ultimate irony. You have to realize that when my nephew tells me the story of being a young black boy in San Francisco going to the San Francisco School of Ballet on a scholarship, and my chagrin when he stopped, I felt here is the great American tragedy. Those of us who are aspiring to be middle class, black people, and he was being given a free ticket to train. So I thought that he didn't understand how valuable it was, being that he was a, quote, at-risk kid. And I thought he was saved, that art would save him. But it did not. Then there is the irony of my aspirations, having with Arnie Zane, my companion and spouse, having built this company out of the same troubled milieu that we're all living through right now, racism, sexism, and we had been able to make an organization that expressed my belief that art could save us.
Were you ever a dance teacher to him?
Well, no, but I was never a dance teacher. You realize he was studying ballet, and I was doing I was doing my own particular brand of contemporary dance. He wanted to be a member of the company, but it never worked out. And I think that he felt that I didn't want him enough. But the greatest compliment he paid me, I suppose is a compliment, was that when he was a little boy, there were two people he looked up to, Michael Jackson and his Uncle Bill. So he didn't make the distinction. He didn't have the same snobbishness that I do in him. Mm-hmm. In his way of thinking, it was all dance. And in a way, it is. But that was something that we really didn't understand about each other. And then, lo and behold, at this point in his life, when his dancing life is beyond him, he is now the subject in one of my works.
Did you talk to him about making this piece before you made it?
Yes, we did. And matter of fact, I sent him all of the transcripts and I sent him the recordings of our conversations. And I told him that this is going to be the basis of the work that I'm making. And what's more, this is one of our first conversations when he got out of jail, was that in jail he had conceived that he was going to write a show called Welcome to the Pretty Show, The Ugly Truth. So I said, well, where is it? Because I'm always prodding him to not dream, but show me. And he said, well, I have it. I said, well, send me something. So I finally, after quite a bit of cajoling, I got two pages. So I told him, we would like to actually use a bit of your play in my work. So it's a work within a work. I did this to provoke him. Okay, I'm going to quote you in this show, but you've still got to write your show. He's got to make his own show. My show is not his show. The unspoken contract is that I'm doing this. He's making me this gift, but I can't finish his work. He loved that. And with that came some songs that he had written. One section of the piece is called The Shadow Life. He does not have to live in the shadow life anymore. Art promises to shed light, a healthy, nourishing light, on a life like his.
There's something so moving about this collaborative aspect of this performance. Lance, your nephew, grew up really wanting to be part of your company. He saw himself as eventually getting to be part of the Bill T. Jones Arnie Zane Company. And now, after everything that he's been through, he really is collaborating with you, in a sense, in this piece.
It's true. He acknowledges that. You know, I've always wanted to work with you, Uncle, and I'm so glad that this is the way we're doing it right now.
How did that make you feel to hear that?
I felt happy. I felt a little, of course, there's regret. You know, there was a time when everything was possible. He was younger. I was younger. We were trying to be a family. Literally, he was touring with me and Arnie. He was like, I'd be in full makeup and ready to go on stage, and I'm trying to homeschool him. You know, and he was really unruly. You just don't travel with someone else's 14, 15-year-old. It was my naivete. He wanted to dance in the company, but I said to him, look at the people in the company. Some of them have been dancing since they were 4 or 5 years old. Some of them have gone to conservatories. You can't just, because you're my nephew, you just don't get plucked into this. If I had it to do all over again, would I have taken that on? I think I might have. It might have been foolish, considering that Arnie was ill and all this. It was a lot for a man and a woman to be dealing with a 14-year-old boy of his personality. Here I am, a man whose companion is suffering and would subsequently die. I would like to have thought that I could do them both, but I was not able to. And it was tough. He was angry about that. He didn't understand. He felt rejected. So now we're making this piece, and we're making it on my terms. We're talking about a 42-year-old man here. We're not talking about a 15-year-old boy. So that's where we're at. Now, he is quite proud of the work, actually. And whenever he expresses that he's proud, he shows it to people as if this is a picture of him. I said, Lance, you realize, of course, this is impressionistic. This is my take, my portrait of you. What is your portrait of you? That is another ongoing conversation.
How has making this piece changed your relationship with your nephew, Lance?
It's a big question, you know, because our relationship is sometimes in our quieter moments, we've been able to own it. And I say, look, Lance, I'm not your parent. Yes, I am your uncle. But more than that, I want to be a person that you tell the truth to, and I'm going to be sometimes a son of a bitch because I am your coach. We speak every Sunday, and that's part of, I don't know if you've ever dealt with a person who has an addiction, but just the consistency of it. And Lance, you've got to call me. I'm not chasing you. And now this is what we have both committed to. This is our loving. I hope it comes through in these works.
Having the relationship that has evolved between the two of you, even if it wasn't what you imagined 30 years ago, it sounds like it's evolved into something that's very important, probably for both of you.
Oh, it is. And it's evolving. I am not a saint. And I tell him, and this takes a lot with an ego like mine to say, you know, I need you to succeed for me. And this sounds selfish, but I say, I see a mirror in you. I want to bet on you. I want to make a piece, as I say in Analogy Lance, of a picture of a man who is saving his life through art. Are you with me? He said, yes, I'm with you, Uncle.
That was Bill T. Jones. Again, the Miami performance of Anthology Lance Pretty, a.k.a. The Escape Artist, has been canceled because of the storm up north. This is WLRN News. I'm Alicia Zuckerman.